got your team together now?
Yeah. I had a good practice yesterday, scrimmage. You know, I knew half the guys' names. That was terrific. And we're, honestly, I think we're in terrible shape. I think we have to get in better condition. You know, I think everybody looked good. The body fat test looked great and all that stuff. But basketball-wise, you know, when we're doing all the drills, they look great. But when we put them 5-on-5 and threw the ball in the air, they needed 20 seconds breaks after about a minute. So we got a lot of work to do. And I didn't know that until yesterday.
Does every team pretty much have a lot of work, would you say, in this situation?
Don't care about other teams. Don't know about other teams. I'm going to probably say it's probably 50-50, you know. But I know our team needs work.
Are you surprised?
Well, it's only our team because we're the only team old enough that guys would learn. You know, most of the other teams don't even know what lockout is, you know.
So what do you remember?
I was going 2 weeks. So, I was stress-free. At that time, I do remember though. You know, I was in gyms every day. I was working out basically the entire San Antonio team. I was running a practice for them, but even through that, I remember when they came back. As much, and we did 5 days a week. They still were exhausted. You know, they can't start. That's why I didn't panic yesterday as much as I would have. Watching guys, you know, bend down after a minute into a scrimmage.
Doctor, do you have any idea whether it's
going to be? I think so, but I'm not sure.
Eventually, let's assume that he can at some point.
Yeah.
How important is it for him and you to have
him here? It's really important, yeah. But, you know, the good news is he's been at most and watched and observed at least. But we want to get him in as quickly as possible. Because he's important to us. He's important to our bench. He's so versatile. You know, he's played 3 and 4. Some of the stuff we're doing offensively, we can go with crazy lineups because, you know, when Rondo's off the floor, we can literally put anybody at that position and still run some kind of offense. So we need him on the floor.
Any clarification?
No, I know he just has to go through a ton of tests and all that kind of stuff. You know, paperwork, and I don't know. I know it's a lot of stuff. And, you know, heck, we almost didn't have Juwan in them again for yesterday. It came to the last second, you know, so I don't get it all. But I got a feeling, I've heard from the frustration of other coaches, it's all around the league. So, you know, we just got to get through it.
Doc, I only have one true center.
Yeah.
Do you have guys that can play center?
Yeah, we have
that?
A bunch of guys. Kevin can play center. Kevin has played center before. And, I think he's, and after he played center, I think Brandon Pappy played center, and he's done that as well. So, and not killing centers, but there are a whole bunch of great centers around the league. We have Dwight and Bynum.
Doctor, you see Ray Allen?
Yeah.
What do you like about Freddis?
I like his motor. I like his consistent elbow jump shot. I like the fact that he can lean on him at times offensively. I mean, he's an offensive player. And I like his feet. You know, I think you can see Stan when he first got there. He wasn't known as a defender in Orlando. I thought by the end of the time when he left, he had become one. And that's basically, in my opinion, more Stan talk. And you have to be a willing participant. And I thought he became it.
Doc, how do you see Ray Allen's role here?
Yeah, there's some value. Maybe good or bad. We'll find out. We'll know. First time we play Orlando, we put Brandon on Dwight and I should be. We know that the practice Dwight tuned him up, you know, no matter what Brandon says.
You talk about not tonight, but there are only 12 days. What's your game plan?
That's a song, right?
Exactly.
The game plan is getting ready for the first game, you know, and doing whatever we need to do. I think everyone's in the same boat there. I don't think anybody's not concerned by it. I'm not that concerned by it. We're not going to be great as far as, you know, timing, and no one will be. You know, but we have to win games, and that's the thing. And we can't worry about the schedule. We can't worry about the amount of games, you know. I told our guys yesterday, there's 124 days after the first starting on the first game to the end of the season. There's 66 games in there, 124 days. And after breaks, you know, everybody's got to do it, and you got to deal with it. And that's how it is. And no one's going to feel sorry for anyone. And I do think the mental toughness part of this, you know, you just got to play through it.
Doc, how do you see Ray Allen's role evolving this year?
Just the ball continues to go in. You know, that's really. Ray is, we just need him to keep shooting like Ray. And we've got to keep using him in that way. You know, defensively, I think we have to load up and help him more defensively. So that's a small change. But other than that, Ray's the best shooter in this league.
Was there any, when he exercised his option, was there any surprise at how readily he seemed to do that? I mean, there seemed to be no doubt in his mind.
No, I think we all kind of like it here. You know, we think it's a good place. I think it's a good place to try to win. Ray's comfortable, Kevin, Paul, Rondo, everybody, and we're still here.
How important is it to have an experienced bench that Danny has built here with? They've had success elsewhere. They're willing to come off the bench.
Well, I think it's important. They're experienced with other environments, though. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not experienced in our environment. So I always think, I don't care how many years you play, when you go to a new team, you almost become a rookie again because you have to get used to what we do. And I think at times it's almost harder because, you know, I've been 10, 20 times already in the practice I've had to blow the whistle. We don't do that here, you know, not in a bad way, but defensively or offensively. And the good thing I will say about all of them is it's not been an issue. You know, when you tell them that, they want to know, well, how do you do it? And they try to do it. That's refreshing.
Guys like
Fast and Mokotis,
is that the biggest adjustment coming
here?
They mentioned that
today,
you know, obviously we can do it physically, but mentally when you come to the Celtics, it's a different
activity. Yeah, I think that's always a big adjustment. I think Jeff Green ran into that last year. And, you know, we're not, you know, goofing around. You know, I hate to say it that way, but we want to win now. And literally, our wins is going. There's no doubt about that.
Have to take
advantage of
this. What
does
Avery Bradley have to do
to
get in rotation?
Play well. You know, it's
got. Did he show you enough last year?
It's not that difficult when you think about it in sports, not just basketball. But if you play well, you probably play. And if you don't play well, you're probably not going to play. And so Avery has to play well. He has to perform well in practices. He has to execute our stuff defensively and offensively, and, you know, Juwan and Juwan, all of them. And if they do that, they'll play. I've never had a problem not playing a good play. And that's what Avery has to
do.
Probably more four, but he'll play both. You know, but I would say more four. I mean, let's just say if Brandon and Wilcox are on the floor together, most likely we'll put Brandon, you know, he's shorter.
Maybe always kind of had that prodigal son kind of feel when he was around here. What's different about not having him here?
There's no prodigal son. You know, Baby was great for us, though. I mean, last year, he had a great first half. People do forget about after 40 games, Baby was probably 6 minutes. And then the last 40 were not fun for anybody. Not for us, and that's fun for him. He's really struggling. But overall, if you look at the years, we gave us good years here. And so we couldn't be happier. I'm happy he ended up, you know, in a good way.
She's
great. Yeah. He's healthy. He's healthy. That's good.
Thanks, guys.